Rogers on MissouriNet. I'm Bill Wise. Missouri health officials reporting on Saturday the state's biggest one-day increase in COVID-19 cases amid record hospitalizations across the state. Missouri now has 235,722 positive cases, an increase of 6,346 cases. The National Weather Service in Springfield says Saturday night storms caused significant damage to a popular shopping center in Osage Beach. Reporter J.T. Girlt at our Versailles affiliate KTKS has this.
Osage Beach Police Chief Todd Davis says the preliminary information suggests it may have been a microburst that ripped a section of the roof and awnings off Kings Point Shopping Center. The area was under a severe thunderstorm warning at the time. The shopping center is home to Randy's Frozen Custard, a favorite location of locals and tourists alike. Randy's wasn't damaged, but several other businesses were. There was also damage to several vehicles in the parking lot. No injuries were reported.
A Missouri native has launched into space on a historic mission.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Four astronauts on the space shuttle dubbed Resilience are headed to the International Space Station, including Southern Missouri native Mike Hopkins.
And Resilience rises. Not even gravity contains humanity when we explore as one for all.
Hopkins of Richland is commanding the crew on the first operational space flight of a U.S. commercial spacecraft with astronauts aboard. Before liftoff, he had a heartfelt departing message.
To all the people at NASA and SpaceX, by working together through these difficult times, you've inspired the nation, the world, and in no small part, the name of this incredible vehicle, Resilience. And now it's time for us to do our part, crew one for all.
Resilience is expected to dock at the International Space Station around 10 p.m. Monday. Alisa Nelson, MissouriNet.
The Missouri legislature is scheduled to meet in special session this week as coronavirus cases surge in Jefferson City. Brent Palm has this.
The capital city has the highest COVID-19 infection rate in the state right now. Bus service was suspended due to staffing shortages, and the Missouri River Regional Library closed to patrons. Nearly 200 lawmakers are coming to Jefferson City. There are no mask requirements or significant COVID restrictions in Colt County. Brent Palm, Missouri Nat.
And the Missouri Hospital Association is calling for action from Governor Parsons in the fight against COVID-19. The Hospital Association recently wrote a letter dated Friday to the governor urging him to issue a statewide mask mandate in response to the pandemic. Parsons is one of 16 governors in the United States not to issue a statewide mask mandate in response to COVID-19. And nobody matched all the numbers in Saturday night's Powerball drawing. Wednesday night's drawing now worth an estimated $179 million. You're listening to news on MissouriNet.